KNW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. Cars stranded, people rescued from flooded homes, dramatic scenes in South Florida from torrential rain and flooding. Broward County schools are closed for the day. Fort Lauderdale's airport is shut until at least noon. Stephanie Spiegel says that's where the worst of the rain fell.
It was just hovering over the airport. It was just stuck on the airport, and it was like biblical proportions.
The city of Fort Lauderdale is under a state of emergency. President Biden is weighing in on the leak of what appears to be highly classified U.S. military documents. The Washington Post says the alleged leaker is in his 20s, worked on a military base, and was a regular in an online gaming chat room. The president says he's confident the documents were of no consequence. The investigation, though, is continuing. Mixed new numbers on jobless claims from the federal government. Unemployment applications were up 11,000 from the previous week, rising to their highest level in more than a year. Still, they're historically low. This is ABC News. North Korea's neighbors say Pyongyang today fired its first intercontinental ballistic missile in a month. The launch may have been testing out a harder-to-detect weapon system. More than 2,000 people in Indiana are still under evacuation orders from a massive fire at a recycling plant in Richmond. Residents say the facility was an eyesore that had plenty of flammable material on site that could fuel a fire. ABC's Alex Prochet is reporting from the scene.
We haven't gotten so close as to smell it, but I can tell you that for the residents that lived in that half-mile evacuation zone, they tell us that it stinks. It smells like burning plastic, and there's a lot of concern about the long-term effects of that.
British fashion designer Mary Quant, whose clothes epitomized the swinging 60s, has died. She helped to popularize the miniskirt and the innovative tights that went with it. Some compare her influence on fashion to the Beatles' impact on pop music. Mary Quant was 93. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Oh, now wait until you pull up to the stop and go light. But when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media station to one of your presets. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin is at risk for wildfires again today after a fire scorched about 83 acres of land near Nisida in central Wisconsin yesterday afternoon. People had to evacuate their homes and businesses. A wildfire at Fort McCoy forced Interstate 94 to close for a time. The Department of Natural Resources says nobody was hurt. The fire was contained by evening. It's not just wildfires threatening Wisconsin. There's a chance of flooding, too. Fast-melting snow is raising the chances of flooding on the Mississippi River. The National Weather Service says the chance for moderate flooding in Wisconsin next week is 80 to 90%. Chances of major flooding in some places is over 60%. In sports, the Brewers open a four-game series at San Diego tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Cindy, Mama, you understand that?
No.
Well, like, I don't understand how you can, because, like, I've been to, you know, Paris, Beirut, you know, I've been to Iraq, Iran, Eurasia, you know, I speak very, very fluent Spanish. Todo está bien chévere. You understand that?
Bien chévere.
Bien chévere. Is that right, Mama?
Yeah,
because I got my shaking room on the little thing.
Everybody's got a thing, but some don't know. Reaching out in vain, just taking the things not worth having. But don't you worry about a thing.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at this same number. Listen, I'm not making these things up. You know, I mean, I'm not. I'm really not. And this was... Yeah, did you catch Donald Trump, Calvin, as he was praising President Xi and Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un? Did you catch any of that?
I did not happen to catch it, but it seems on brand.
Listen to this, man. Because you can't even make this stuff up, man. And he said this on Tucker Carlson's show a couple days ago. Donald Trump said he has a great relationship with Chinese President Xi. Trump also said he admires Kim Jong-un's total dominant control of North Korea. He admires the fact that Kim Jong-un totally controls the people of North Korea. And then the former president continues to adore Putin despite the Ukraine war. Listen to this. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. For those of you who still love Donald Trump, you ought to be ashamed. And I don't think you have the courage to even call and respond to what he had to say. Listen to this. Former President Donald Trump, and this was 2 days ago, by the way, that he said this, did not hold back in his praise to some of the world's authoritarian leaders in a new media appearance. In his interview with Fox News host Tucker Carlson, Trump shared his admiration for the leadership styles of Chinese President Xi Jinping, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. They're all top of the line, Trump said. The former president describes Xi as a brilliant man and recalled meeting with him in his Mar-a-Lago residence in Florida back in 2017. This is Trump, just 2 days ago. President Xi is a brilliant man. The look, the brain, The whole thing. We had a great relationship, Trump said. He's a brilliant man. I mean, look at how he looks. He's got a great brain. Hey, man, you can't make it up. Listen to this, man. And maybe some of the MAGA folk who are in the listening audience, maybe they can explain how this makes sense. Because it don't make any sense to me. And then he said, you know, when he first came to Mar-a-Lago, it was so organized by them and by us. But by them, very pom-pom-pom, he added. This man is running for president of the United States again. I don't know how he made it the first time, but listen to the verbiage. You know, when he first came to Mar-a-Lago, it was so organized by them and by us. But by them, very pom-pom-pom, he added. Trump also shared that his meeting with Chinese leader was supposed to take 15 minutes, but it lasted 4 hours, saying, we got along well. The former president also praised Kim Jong-un for being a top-of-the-line and very tough leader. People ask, how smart is Kim Jong-un? Kim Jong-un is so smart, Trump said. He also gushed about Kim's total dominant control of North Korea. Trump met with the North Korean leader thrice during his time as president. The two leaders met for the first time in Singapore in 2018, followed by another summit in Vietnam. In his last meeting with Kim, Trump set foot in North Korea, becoming the first sitting U.S. president to cross the armistice line separating the two Korean countries. Despite the ongoing Russian invasion of Ukraine, Trump has continued to boast about his admiration for Putin. The former president called Putin very smart, echoing his past remarks regarding Russian president during the first days of the war. Trump believes Ukraine can't beat Russia. Nothing that the former Soviet country continues to make massive amounts of ammunition to sustain its war on the Ukrainian battlefield. The former president also claimed that the U.S. is not prepared to fight Russia after the Biden administration provided Ukraine with military assistance. So he's bragging on what is considered three of the major enemies of the United States government. I don't have to tell you, no other president in the history of the nation, no other president in the history of the nation would do such a dastardly thing. And yet, in the face of all of that, you know, 54, almost 40% of Republicans now and conservatives now are saying they want Trump back as president of the United States. I don't get that. I mean, somebody has to explain how that makes any sense. The man is delusional. They want to talk about Joe Biden. I haven't heard Joe Biden say, well, you know, as Donald Trump said, Xi is such a great man, we can't find anybody in Hollywood who could play him. They couldn't measure up to him. What? That's what the man who's running to become president of the United States said the other day. I don't understand what people see in him. There's got to be, you almost have to be missing a couple screws yourself to hear a man talk like that, knowing that we're could be on the precipice of war with China, with Russia, and our president, and the Congress and the Senate, for the most part, are all saying and sending signals. And then a man who's running for president of the United States inside of our own border is talking up how great these people are. You don't see that as an issue? And I understand the people who don't support Donald Trump, They're almost afraid to say exactly what and who he is. I'm not. And I get it. The district attorney in New York did the things that he did, and he's received over 1,000 death threats. Why? Because people love this deranged man so much that they're willing to risk being locked up themselves or even risk sending death messages to a district attorney in New York. They're risking themselves being locked up. I get it. There's something that's going on in the brains and in the minds of people who support this man, whom everybody knows is a few bricks short of a load, right? You know he's got issues. And yet, you somehow think that this is the man that should once again lead this nation? You know, maybe if he would just keep his mouth shut, he wouldn't say the kind of things that he just said. Shouldn't the fact that this man made the statements that he just made a couple days ago, shouldn't that be disqualifying to you? That he talks about how great all these other dictators are? Because he wants to be a dictator. And he will be. If a handful of the American people who continue to support him hearing this kind of insanity and not speaking out in opposition to it. Now, I get it. In some cases, you know, maybe listeners to this show don't want to say anything negative about this lunatic because their family members may support him. I get that, right? You know, maybe it's your mother, maybe it's your father, maybe it's your sister, maybe it's your brother, maybe it's your cousin, maybe it's your boyfriend, maybe it's your girlfriend. But you support they support Donald Trump, so you don't want to say anything negative about Donald Trump. But what needs to be said constantly is that this would be the most dangerous man to have ever set foot in the White House. He was the first time around. But can you imagine, as vengeful as he is, can just think just for a millisecond, just try to think for a millisecond what it would be like to put him back in the White House. Can you imagine? Man. But yet, you know, he's going to wind up as the nominee for the Republican Party. And I'll bet my house on that. So, I mean, come on. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Man, what are people thinking? We'll be right back.
As the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA life insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 80. Southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 55. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Lots of sunshine. Tomorrow, high of 77. Mid-70s Saturday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning much cooler Sunday with highs in the mid-50s. Showers continue. Another look at the short range. High of 80 this afternoon. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 75.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
At WAUKradio.com.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. The Miami Herald, April 12th, 2023. Nursing school operators plead guilty. Listen to this. Nursing school operators plead guilty to selling fake diplomas to thousands in Florida. Let's do this. Let's get Ken quickly again from Sturgeon Bay. Quickly, sir, you say what?
Where did you hear that from, Earl? CNN?
No, man, it's everywhere. Fox News. Hey, look it up. It was on Fox News and Tucker Carlson, okay? So if you look on Fox News, it's there too. So what do you say? So it's a fact.
I'll look
it's true.
It up.
Okay, no, sir. Once you look it up, it's a fact, it's true. The question becomes, what do you do with that factual information that you are going to receive? Are you still going to be supporting?
Well,
my point is, let's say if...
Earl, let me just say this.
Let me
because
say...
Because most of the stuff...
Ken, let me say this to you. If it is true, and it is... then the shadow of decision is on you and others like you because it is 100% accurate. It's all over news outlets, all over the nation, all over the world, what Donald Trump had to say. So once you find out that it's 100% true, then the question becomes, you are in the shadow of decision. What are you going to say?
I will still vote for him.
I know. That's my point. All right. Thank you very much for the call. And that's what we're up against, right? We're up against people like that. Anyway, so Calvin, can you imagine? People were selling nursing diplomas, man. Nursing diplomas to people who have not even taken nursing courses. Listen to this. Two nursing school operators in Fort Lauderdale area have fessed up to peddling fake diplomas to thousands of students who could then avoid completing the rigorous program before taking licensing exams and what prosecutors say was a multi-million dollar racket stretching from Florida to New York. Charles Entman, 60, president of Sacred Heart International Institute in Fort Lauderdale, and Udine Shannon, 60, owner of Siena College of Health and Lauderhill, respectively pleaded guilty on Tuesday and last month to conspiring to commit mail and wire fraud in federal court. But here's what's really what's so terrifying about this. So you could walk into this university, supposedly, and it would cost you $10,000 to $15,000, depending on what kind of degree. Oh, excuse me. $10,000 for a licensed practical nurse degree and $17,000 for a registered nurse diploma without requiring proper training, according to the federal authorities and court records. And so 23 other people were charged in this, and all of these people who bought these medical degrees, many of them got hired into hospitals. So, you know, Calvin, I mean, come on, man.
I don't know. That's scary.
Man, it's frightening. And yet, listen to this. An estimated 76,000 students paid a total of a total of $114 million for the phony nursing degrees from South Florida schools and other suspect programs between 2016 and 2021. Of those, one-third, about 2,400 students, ended up passing their licensing exams, mainly in New York. Now, so once they passed the licensing exams, it meant that they now are licensed nurses. And they wound up in hospitals. And the fact that these men and women who pulled this off were only facing, let me see what they said. I had it here somewhere. Minimal prison time because they agreed to work with the criminal justice system. They were forced to, they're gotten more lenient sentences. It is an unbelievable thing to me. Put it this way. Both faced up to 20 years in prison, but are expected to receive much less time for accepting responsibility early on, according to their lawyers. As part of their sentencing, they must turn over about $1.3 million. They received $114 million, but they must turn over $1.3 million and about $150,000 to the United States government. I would say that somebody who would do such an egregious thing deserves a life sentence. Because when you put those people into the hospitals, untrained, unskilled, not knowing anything at all, and they're working on people, innocent people, who trust that the system is going to be right and whose lives are at stake, the amount of time that they're receiving is not acceptable. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. Cars stranded, people rescued from flooded homes, dramatic scenes in South Florida from torrential rain and flooding. Broward County schools are closed for the day. Fort Lauderdale's airport is shut until at least noon. Stephanie Spiegel says that's where the worst of the rain fell.
It was just hovering over the airport. It was just stuck on the airport, and it was like biblical proportions.
The city of Fort Lauderdale is under a state of emergency. President Biden is weighing in on the leak of what appears to be highly classified U.S. military documents. The Washington Post says the alleged leaker is in his 20s, worked on a military base, and was a regular in an online gaming chat room. The president says he's confident the documents were of no consequence. The investigation, though, is continuing. Mixed new numbers on jobless claims from the federal government. Unemployment applications were up 11,000 from the previous week, rising to their highest level in more than a year. Still, they're historically low. This is ABC News.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's Republican lawmakers are looking to make it tougher to claim unemployment benefits after voters earlier this month supported a non-binding referendum on whether people should be required to look for work to get government assistance. One of the measures ties the number of weeks someone can receive benefits to the state's unemployment rate. Under the proposal, the current standard of 26 weeks of assistance would only happen when the unemployment rate rises to 9%, something that hasn't happened since the financial crash of 2008. An estimated 4,500 police officers from outside of Milwaukee could be coming to help with the 2024 Republican National Convention. Wisconsin's House delegation is seeking $25 million more to cover the city's security costs for the RNC. That would bring the total federal grant to $75 million. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. You remember, Calvin, not long ago, there was this balloon that was flying all over the country. And the American people, some of them were just beside themselves. They're spying on us. And the Chinese are spying on us, and Joe Biden hasn't done anything, and he's endangered our country because they're spying on us. Well, guess what? The Pentagon leaks that everybody's talking about, right? And I mean, people have just lost their minds about the leak that got out from the Pentagon about what's been going on. Do you know at the root of it? is the fact that we've been spying on our allies. Man, not on our enemies. We're spying on our allies. You don't have to take my word for it. Today's Washington Post. Pentagon leak shows perils of spying on our friends. Yeah. United States spying on our allies. Now, for all of you who were having conniptions about the Russians spying on us, there were many of us who said, hey, man, you got any idea what we do? Well, you didn't want to hear that because you didn't know, you couldn't believe that our nation would do such a thing. Let me read a couple sentences from today's Washington Post. A huge leak of Pentagon documents uncovered over the past week has revealed how deeply the United States has penetrated Russia and other rivals without spying. But it is also a reminder that the United States spies on its allies as a matter of routine, a practice that has risk for both Washington and friends alike. There is no shortage of unflattering revelations. The documents paint a pessimistic picture of Ukraine's upcoming spring counteroffensive and point to potential problems in air defense and artillery. One report suggested that South Korea balked at supplying weapons to Ukraine and others. But the point I'm making is that's what nations do to one another. Spy on one another. Now, it's one thing to spy on your enemies. It's another thing altogether to spy on your allies. And we do that. No question whatsoever. Germany, France, Italy, Spain, you know, Europe, we spy on them. Now, these people are called your allies. Why are we spying on our allies? How can that be an acceptable reality? But over and above that, there were people in this country talking about basically they wanted to go to war with China because China was spying on us. It is amazing to me just how little the American people know about what goes on in our names. We don't have time or we trust. You got to stop trusting. You know, you really do. Because that's not how the world works. All of these weapons that we have and the money that we spend is because we don't trust the other nations. We don't care if they are our allies. We don't trust them, you know. And so when all of this information that just, you know, is out, that was not supposed to be seen, it is poetic justice that it's been seen because now maybe the American people will pay a little closer attention to what's going on in our names. Because what happens in at the end of most of these things is a clarion call for your loved one to don some military fatigues and to fight somewhere else for so-called democracy that many times doesn't exist in this country. It is, you know, not just an amazing thing that this information got out, but if something like this is now available for the whole world to see, how then does the United States ever, you know, point their finger at somebody else without pointing the fingers back at themselves? I'm really just, amazed at just how little, and not only that we know about our government, the inner workings of it, because we'll never know all of those things, nor I think should we know all of those things. But certainly something like the fact that there was one, and I forgot who it was, who, when everybody was losing their minds over those over that balloon, and what was her name? Marjorie Taylor Greene, of all people, who probably had no concept or understanding at all of the foreign policy of this nation, even though she's there. And maybe what's going to happen out of all of this is that we wake up as the American people and start seeing these things as they are and do everything within our power to bring pressure on our government to not lead us down the primrose path as we are hearing right now, as the war drums are beating for China. I'm just at times just so frustrated with our government, but more so with the people. I really am. And maybe I shouldn't be, because the people don't know. I mean, it's not like they teach us those things. They teach us what they want us to know. And then the rest of it, you have to find out yourself. But that's another one of those things that makes you stop and give pause to what's going on in our country. Now, here's, as I was emptying my basket this morning on what I was going to talk about, being a human being is a difficult thing, and controlling your desires. Let me ask you, Calvin, you ever have trouble controlling your desires?
I mean, yeah, I guess I think every person does to an extent.
Every person does. Nobody in this world ever is able to totally control all of their desires. In this instance, here's an actress. I don't know. You ever hear of a woman named Tammy Slayton?
I haven't.
Okay. So this woman is an actress. She has a twin sister. And they weigh 1,000 pounds.
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay, so they weigh 1,000 pounds, and they're actresses, and my. I think they used to be on the show called what is the name of that show? I'll get it in a moment, but. Here's a woman, when you weigh 1,000 pounds, there's some things you shouldn't do, right?
Yeah,
when you're on oxygen, there are really some things you shouldn't do, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Do you think vaping is a good thing when you're on oxygen?
I mean, it's probably not good for you at all, but definitely not if you're on oxygen.
So here's a woman, poor woman, who's, coming from the grocery store. She's got a cart full of everything, a pretty young woman, 1,000 pounds. And she's got her oxygen tank in a cart. And she's pulling the oxygen off and vaping. And you just sometimes, life is really hard, right? I mean, your heart bleeds for this woman, because you already know she's got all of these things stacked against her. And her life expectancy is not the greatest. And you would think that somebody would tell her, hey, that loves her, this is not what you should be doing, right? This is not what you should be doing. I'm sure she knows it too, but she can't resist it. She can't fight it. It's the same thing, man, with people with food. She's dealing with a couple whammies, man. She's 1,000 pounds. She's vaping. And she's got a cart full of potato chips and sweets. And you just say this poor soul is every second that she's alive is a blessing. But all of us have our demons, right? I mean, all of us. You know, I've had mine. But somebody talked to me at a point in my life when I was vulnerable and helped me correct the behavior that I had in my life that was not meaning me any good. You know, I don't have any problem telling people that I used to be addicted to drugs. You know, I don't think that should be a secret, right? I mean, I was able to overcome that with the help of someone who cared enough for me to say to me, hey, Earl, you're going down the wrong path. And so I straightened my life up with the help of others. And that's really kind of what the life should be about. Instead of us pointing fingers at one another, instead of pointing fingers at this poor soul, somebody should be saying to her and helping her try to live. Because at the rate she's going now, 1,000 pounds and vaping and on oxygen, that her life weighs in the balance. Listen. You know, that's how we need to help one another in this thing called life. We've got to be able to work with one another to point out and help people who in their weakest points in their lives can't help themselves. Not by judging, but by supporting. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and
a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 80. Southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 55. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Lots of sunshine. Tomorrow, high of 77. Mid-70s Saturday, with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning much cooler Sunday, with highs in the mid-50s. Showers continue. Another look at the short range. High of 80 this afternoon. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 75.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
KRadio.com.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789 and text us at that same number. You know, Calvin, artificial intelligence, man. I often rail on it and talk about, you know, how it's gotten to the point where it is going to be replacing man in some way, shape, or form, and in some instances, it needs to replace people. Here's a GOP lawmaker, man, in Missouri, who defends supporting 12-year-old children, their right to marry. So, let's see. So here's a guy who thinks it's all right for 12-year-old children to marry. You know, so if you're a 12-year-old girl and some geezer, well, like you, Calvin, when there's a 12-year-old girl and a geezer like you wants to marry the 12-year-old girl, I was going to say myself, but that's too deranged for a 12-year-old girl. But a geezer like Kelvin wants to marry a 12-year-old child, and she can say, yes, I want to marry. Well, he wants to pass a bill that says that's all right. And I guess, man, this is what I mean by the artificial intelligence part of it. Since we have, you know, people who don't understand it, and you know, maybe in legislatures across the United States, Calvin, there should be artificial intelligence. when they come up with these kind of bills, man, that they figure out a way to boot that person out of any legislators.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that guy needs to be on some watch list or something.
Yeah, man, this, but yet these people, man, these people are in the legislation, leaders, the houses, all over this nation with these crazy, crazy, crazy ideas. You know, maybe you would have thought that somebody would have told him when he was pressed by a Democratic legislator about a different bill Moon voted against in the past, which would make it illegal for adults to marry children. The GOP lawmaker doubled down on his support for underage marriage. Do you know any kids who have been married at age 12? I do. And guess what? They're still married. Moon responded. Yes. Listen, man, I do know that, you know, many, many years ago in southern areas, young girls were forced to marry. In many other nations, young girls are betrothed to at very young ages, and they're forced to marry. And unfortunately, in some of the far back hills in this country at a time, that was the case. But that was also the case many decades ago when, you know, you could there could be incest and those kinds of things, and those things were acceptable. But, man, we're talking about now. And any knuckle-dragging person who thinks that it's all right for 12-year-old children somehow to say, yes, I want to get married, really needs to be kicked out of wherever it is he is. He's not deserving of it, of that position. And this is kind of the things we're dealing with. Let's bring Karina on quickly. Hey, Karina, quickly. You say what, my friend?
Well, you know, it doesn't sound like a marriage. It's more look like an adoption with the ability to have intercourse, really. You can marry the 12-year-old child. It's a child. Even what you say, in the old times, they were waiting until kids are 13. I mean, 12-year-old cannot deliver a child anatomically.
You know, Karina, the fact that even, as I said earlier, even if you have that kind of mindset, why would you even bring that out in front of the world, right? You know, that's something that you need.
Yeah, I mean, this is, I mean, how important is it? I mean, how urgent is that? We're talking all day long, you've been talking about drugs, weapons, the political situation, what we have right now, and our leaders and coming out and saying things, but it has no common sense. And to top it up with everything, we have a lawmakers who's supposed to be making a law, a real one. Not that our children can get married, or it's a slavery. I mean, this is ridiculous.
You,
as I said, it's an adoption. It's an adoption for free, and you can have an intercourse with your child. There you go.
You know, Karina,
wanted to have sex with children.
The fact that when a guy comes up with an idea like that, his colleagues should shame him to never ever open his mouth again. Because if he can't think of anything better than that, you know, why is he there? I mean, I don't care where it is, Democrat or Republican, with all the things that need to be addressed and talked about, he's talking about 12-year-olds forcing them to say it's okay for them to get married. Hey, Karina, I got to go. Thank you very much for the call. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Enjoy this last day of 80 for the next month and a half. All right. See you later.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life.
VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.